What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Whether you're playing NBA, MLB, NFL, PGA, you can get into contests, and it's not just fantasy points. We're talking about player props. You're ranking them in the order of your priority. You're looking to win some money. You could use the promo code AwesomeMo when signing up. Get yourself $20 in an instant match deposit bonus. Who doesn't like free money? I would like free money a lot. You should take that. Take us up on that offer. Use the promo code AwesomeMo. Go check out No House Advantage. We'll be giving you our side of No House Advantage at the end of this video. But now we've got three picks, and they are a little bit out there because we don't have basketball today for the first time in a while.
First time in a long while, and that's thanks to the Suns again. I'm going to say this. This is every video going forward. It should have been 4-1, not 4-2. That makes me angry. Good to see the Bucks win last night. Very nice by you. I needed them as well. I have that series bet pending. We got that job done, and I was happy to see that. And now, you know, they got two games to close it out. But just because there's no NBA, makes us I wanted to talk about the buffet, the breakfast buffet today. I think that's the way we're going to label it. It's July 4th weekend. There's a lot of different types of sports, and we took a little bit from a bunch of them to make this betting card.
So I have gone 2-1 for the past 2 days with you going first. I will still allow you to choose, however. Do you want to go first or second?
I'm going first. This is a weird day. This has nothing. It's a new feel. First thing I'm going to go to is actually on Tuesday. Don't ask me why. I thought this would have been a cool July. I mean, I guess it's because Bryson is playing right now and whatnot. But the match, Tuesday, July 6th, we've got Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau up against Phil. It's the same thing we've talked about in Brady, of course. These are fun. I think they found something here. I know a lot of people watched the ones, you know, the previous ones, and they're, I guess, the reigning champs. And now we get Bryson in here, and it's going to be interesting to see how seriously he takes it. He seems like the type of guy that, I don't know, I'm not going to say he's going to be all out, but obviously he can bomb it. And Aaron Rodgers has played certainly in some pro-ams and whatnot. We know he can golf a little bit. It's not the same as some of these previous ones that we've seen. I'm looking at this in the line. I see to win the match. There's a lot of different props within there if you want to get down, and we will have an article on that. But just to win this competition, Bryson and Aaron Rodgers are sitting like minus 160 out there. I see all the way up to minus 185. I'm going to take that. I know it's laying a little juice, but at the end of the day, I don't want to get too cute. I think they're just, you know, not trying to get too analytical. They're just better. Bryson's by far the best. And Aaron Rodgers and Brady, who really knows with that. So I just think about that. I know Phil's been riding high, and there's a lot of fun with this. And we're going to get into the format. Like I said, if you have a lot of interest in this, read the article. That'll get into the technical aspects of this. At the end of the day, if you're looking to sweat something on Tuesday, I want to be on Team Bryson for this at Shadow Creek. I think they get the job done. And I think it's a pretty easy line that will be, by the time it comes to Tuesday, this will be higher than minus 160.
Well, this was going to be my third bet, but since you went to the match out of the gate, I will also go to the match out of the gate, but I'm going in a very different direction. There are some random props that are out there right now, including this one for one strip of bacon. Bryson DeChambeau versus Phil Mickelson for the longest drive on hole 6. That should be pretty interesting to me. It's a 415-yard par 4. In these scenarios, I assume Bryson is just going to go full Bryson. I don't get the sense that he's going to be like extra technical about any of this. So when he can let it rip, I think he's going to let it rip. He's minus 200 to have a longer drive than Phil. Not that Phil isn't going to be long enough off the tee, but this just strikes me as a spot where Bryson can really do Bryson-y type things. He's not, I don't expect him to be clubbing down off the tee in this kind of event. So minus 200 for Bryson. So I'm trying to win one strip of bacon, and I'm willing to bet that on my man Bryson DeChambeau because I love him. I know obviously he is contentious amongst people in golf. There's no middle ground for Bryson. You either like him or you don't. And I don't think that anybody that watches these videos will be surprised that I like Bryson.
And I don't think anyone that watches this will be surprised that I'm kind of in the middle. I'm indifferent because I buck all the trends. Don't really like him, but he doesn't bother me. As you just said, everyone else, very polarized. But watch the match on Tuesday. That's going to be fun. Let's bring it back, though. I'm going, and by the way, mine is also to win one strip of bacon. But the Euros have been going on. They're continuing. There are games today when you're watching this on Friday, but we wanted to give you a little extra runway with that first game. I'm going to a game tomorrow. This is my favorite bet of the three today. Czech Republic and Denmark, two teams that I don't think it's a shock that they're here, but at the same time, I'm not sure people really expected it, particularly with Denmark getting off to an awful start and the Czechs, you know, going up against the Netherlands. I'm going to a bet here where you get the Czechs were the draw minus 130. And that's one of these situations. It's called the double chance. If in regulation, the Czechs win, I win. If it's a draw, I win. If they lose outright, I lose. I feel pretty comfortable with that. I know Denmark's a good team, but at the same time, you know, they've recovered nicely and they're playing much better. They're prolific scoring. They are still missing their best player. And the Czech Republic, yes, they got through probably mostly on the back of a red card, and it was a red card by the Netherlands, but they've still been a scrappy group. You know, they got through Scotland, Croatia, played England tough and lost. I look at this game more as a toss-up, and it's not that I'm getting the Czechs to win. I'm also getting draw. That's so important to me. I think this could be a low-scoring game and one of these situations that they can hang in there. So if they don't go down early, if somehow they can just put one goal on the board, I will take my chances there at minus 130. So I feel very, very comfortable with that. To win one strip of bacon, the Czechs, or draw tomorrow in their quarterfinal match.
Okay, so we're both going to Euros now. I am going to today's game, particular the late game, the 3 o'clock start. So there's that for right now. I'm a little nervous about it. I'm not going to lie. But I feel like I got to double back down on my boys, if that's okay. So we did a soccer, a Euros video. So I am looking back to my boys again. A half strip of bacon on Romelu Lukaku to score today, plus 240. Belgium on the ropes a bit. Eden Hazard left the last game early. KDB had to leave early, just immediately after halftime. Took a pretty rough challenge right before the half. Wasn't able to get back out there. We don't know if they are playing yet today. De Bruyne in particular, one of the best players in the world. So it would be pretty awesome if he could be out there. But Lukaku's in the midst of his best season of his career. His non-penalty expected goals per 90 over the past 365 days. So a rolling number. 93rd percentile in the big six. That's massive. Absolutely massive. He is one of the best, if not the best, strikers on the planet. Lewandowski probably is the actual answer to that question. The injuries aren't helping right now for Belgium, but I think Lukaku keeps them afloat. I like them today. Maybe I'll talk about them a little bit for bet three, but right now, Lukaku puts one in the back of the net, plus 240.
I wish we had that Euro video. That was a good one. We are still live with those futures. We both had Belgium to win the whole thing. Yes. I'm bringing that back right now. I said to you before the show, it's the only thing we really talked about. Belgium is still plus 700 to win the Euro. And that was a number before the tournament that we saw. I know it hasn't been grabbed, and they are injured and they have a very difficult matchup with Italy today. But I'm kind of treating this, I'm not going to say if they get through, they're going to win. But if they do get through, I think it's wide open to them to get to the finals. I don't really fear their semifinal matchup. And I'm getting 7-1. So this is a kind of example. I'm just going to put a half strip of bacon on Belgium. I have a position on this. I feel comfortable adding to it. At plus 700, I think they're in a very difficult game today. I think it's very possible they go down. But if they don't, it opens it up. If these guys get back, this is it for Belgium. I mean, I know they're trying as hard as they can regardless, but like the golden age, they have not taken down that major tournament. They've been close. This is the moment. I think they're going to find a way today, certainly live to beat Italy. And then I feel very comfortable. That number will be long gone if they get through this quarterfinal match. That much is certain. So half strip of bacon, Belgium, still believing that they can get it done.
We are on the same page for this one, but slightly different. Slightly different. So I am also going. Page. Well, oh, you'll see. Okay. I'm also going half strip of bacon. I'm not going as crazy as saying to win outright, but I will take Belgium to make the final at plus 280. I don't want to go the whole Megillah because I already have the position at them for them winning the final in our previous video. This one's a little, I just want them to get there. The injuries are worrying me a little bit. So plus 280 for that half strip of bacon. again, I'm already taking Lukaku to score. So at the very least, I'm expecting Belgium to just put one on the board. I think they're better than Italy. I think KDB tries to gut this one out.
That would be good.
It would be very good. We could see this, like, this line could move just simply based on news today at 2 p.m. when lineups get released. And we know, there could be a lot of wiggle room. You don't see a ton of that in soccer more often than not. You kind of just sort of know what's what. But Belgium has a lot of news hanging out into the ether in the lead up to 3 p.m. today. So I am going Belgium to make the final. Plus 280 for a half strip of bacon. Same as the Lukaku bet. Both of those bets, half strips of bacon.
What, he's scared of England? If they make the finals and lose, I'm going to be really mad because the other side of that bracket is garbage. Sorry to these countries, gigantic countries, but what?
I have to at least root a little bit for England. There's too many Liverpool
guys. I like England.
There.
They're good. I fear them. If it's not England, Belgium should beat any of the other three. I feel pretty good. But you know what? We're gonna see. That's why they play the games. I do think having a position on Belgium is pretty good. I feel confident about that. So we've done a little golf. We have done a little Euro. But today on No House Advantage, got a little baseball. Not my favorite, I'll be honest, but that doesn't mean there can't be value. And we look, there's a lot of games. That's the one good thing about baseball. You have so many options. If you really want to take the time and dig, that's the tools that we provide you here at Awesomeo. There's so many games. There's so many players. You really got to dig through a lot of information, and we try to simplify that. I'm going to try to do that here. This is not the hard-hitting analysis that, you know, you really need, but spoiler alert, when you're in Coors, a lot of runs get put up. 12.5 over-under today. So I immediately looked there, and I went to some of their hitters to say, okay, who is primed to maybe, you know, cross the plate, do some damage. See Charlie Blackman there, over-under of 0.5 runs. You also have 0.5 ribbies. You can really pick either of those. I feel just good that, like most players on that in that game, that he's going to have ample opportunities to do some damage. So at 12.5 over under, it's a toss-up type of game. The team total is very high, as I expected, as everyone expected. I'm going to say that Charlie Blackman has an effective game and that he can cross the plate today and go over that number.
Well, you and I took the exact same path on this one. We're going to Colorado. I did not go to Charlie Blackman, but I did go to Paul Goldschmidt over 0.5 RBI. Same sort of reasoning. Well, when you have a total as big as it is, there's no legitimate mound presence going for the Rockies today. So I expect if Paul Goldschmidt can go yard, awesome. If he can just simply get somebody on base ahead of him, I think things are going to go pretty well for him. One RBI for Paul Goldschmidt in Colorado feels like a pretty darn good spot on a day like today. So go check out No House Advantage for some MLB bets. You got anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here and close out our week?
No, I mean, certainly stay tuned. The NBA Finals and all that will be coming soon enough. We will have plays. I will have plays over the weekend. There's going to be a lot of games, including the Bucks Hawks. You know, I know we've been having a ton of fun on these videos. I really appreciate a lot of the positive comments as well. I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we are. But we will be in Premium Slack talking about these games, seeing what's what. Maybe Trae Young will actually give it a go in one of these. That's been a confusing scenario. But we've got everything covered. And then going forward, we are going to get creative. Do not think that we are stopping the show because we're going to be keeping it going all season long. Very, very exciting.
Can't wait, guys. That is it. That is the end of the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Good luck tonight, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your holiday. We will be back again Monday morning doing this one again.
This would be a good week to win like 300K in golf.
I bet. I think all those weeks are good weeks.
Nah, but in particular this week.
All right.
I really
are you ready?
Do I look ready? Kind of look ready.
Okay. Here we go.
It's no reaction Friday.
There we go.
That's right.